Good morning. Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church. I'm Pastor Jim Moyer, and I'm here with our pastoral staff colleagues, and I'd like for each of them to please introduce yourselves.
I'm Alex Becker, the associate pastor.
I'm Kinsey Edgar Nielsen.
And I'm Jamie Edgar Nielsen, and we are the co-youth directors here.
I'm Jennifer Langlois, and I'm the director of Family Educational Ministries.
I'm Tom Sabatino, and I'm the director of music.
On this Mother's Day 2020, I would like to share two reflections with you today. First, we're going to discuss the complexities of Mother's Day and how we celebrate it. And then we're going to have a time of prayerful musical reflection. Tom Sabatino will present Shepherd Me, O God, and a time for us to pray. And then we're going to look at two women in the Bible that I think are especially helpful with a new understanding of their encounter with Jesus, the familiar story of Martha and Mary. Let's begin with the complexities of this day. And my first reflection is really from a prayer. I came across this prayerful liturgy where we give thanks and remember moms and women who were influential in our lives. And we're grateful for those who held us, fed us, cared for us, kissed away our pain. And for them, we give thanks to God. But not everybody had that kind of experience. Some moms, some women were absent or even abusive. And so that creates a wide range of emotional responses to this day. Now, in this liturgy, as we pray for a spectrum of moms, you'll begin to understand why Mother's Day is both challenge and opportunity for people of faith. We pray for older moms whose children are grown and pray that God would grant them joy and soul deep satisfaction. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Pray for new moms experiencing changes they could not predict or anticipate. Grant to them rest and give them peace to trust you for the future. We believe that with the shepherd, we shall not want. God will shepherd us into a sure and certain future. We pray for pregnant women who will soon be moms. Grant them patience and good counsel. Pray for moms who face the demands of single parenthood. Give them strength and wisdom. Pray for moms who are raising their children in difficult neighborhoods, in the midst of poverty. Give to them help, relief, and justice. We pray for stepmoms and pray that God would give to them patience and understanding. We pray for moms who are separated from their children, or perhaps estranged from children. Give them faith and hope for tomorrow. Pray for moms in marriages that are in crisis. Give them support and insight. We pray for moms who have lost children. And certainly we want to remember moms who have had miscarriages and stillborn births. Give them comfort in the resurrection promises of our faith. May they meet the risen Lord. We pray for mothers who have aborted their children. Grant to them your heavenly healing and fill them with the peace that passeth understanding. We pray for moms who have given their child up for adoption. Give them confidence that the decision they made took courage, that they are trusting you for the care of that child going forward. We pray for adoptive moms who we pray that God would grant to them joy and sincere gratitude for this amazing gift. We pray for girls and women who are thinking about being moms. Give them wisdom, discernment. Pray for women who have wanted or still want to be moms. Fill them with your grace. We pray for women who have assumed the mother's role in a child's life. And don't we know of many women that have taken on this nurturing role? Give them joy. Let them know that you, God, appreciate what they're doing. And we pray for all those people who are grieving the loss of their mother. Now, it's interesting, this liturgy emphasizes the past year, but we at Covenant know that grief goes on for years. And particularly if we were close to our mom, it leaves a hole in our heart. My mom passed several years ago, but there are still times I want to pick up the phone and call her, tell her about something her grandkids did. God, give to us in grief. Give to us who have those moments. Give to us comfort and hope in the resurrection promises. You can tell from all these prayer concerns, and there are many more when you think of the complexities, that this is why I say Mother's Day is both challenge and opportunity. It is a challenge to many. Some are experiencing a wonderful celebration, and we want to rejoice with those who are rejoicing. But for others, this is a day they just want to get through. And we pray this is a day where we can weep with them and we can be the arms of God to support them. I'm so proud in a healthy way of the Covenant family. We recognize and are sensitive to people who both rejoice and others who are saddened during holidays. We each year in December, we have a holiday blues service so that we don't forget to celebrate and we don't forget to include and reach out and touch those who are not enjoying the holidays. I think we're encouraging ourselves to take the same approach to Mother's Day. During the next few minutes, we're going to reflect, and I would ask that you pray as we hear, Shepherd me, O God. Let the good shepherd bring to your mind people that need to be reached today or this week, people that we want to contact with joy, people that we want to contact and let them know we're with them, they're not alone. We were just thinking of them. Because we know this is a time of both joy and heartbreak. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you now. And then we'll rejoin to look at the story of Martha and Mary.
Shepherd me. Amen.
Our scripture lesson for today is taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now, as the disciples went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This story of Martha and Mary is another familiar story within the church community. And often we have read it and interpreted it as don't get so busy that you lose your focus, that it's important to take time to sit at the feet of Jesus and study and listen to the word of God and take time for contemplation and prayer. And I personally held that interpretation for many years. But a close reading of this text, particularly in the context of the first century, says that something else, something quite different and more challenging, is being talked about here. The roles of men and women were defined, and there were walls between the two, and there were certain customs that each were to follow. And so here's Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus in the great room of the house. That's where the men assembled. She should have been helping Martha according to tradition. And so Martha's comments are based on the customs of that culture. Mary should be with me. The men should be listening to you. Not only that, but Mary is sitting at the feet of Rabbi Jesus. Disciples of rabbis would sit at their feet, not only to learn, but because they are going to become rabbis themselves. So she has postured herself in the wrong room, okay? And as a disciple, and as one who can potentially become a rabbi, which was forbidden for women in that time. And yet, what is Jesus saying? This is the most important part, that God's love, God's kingdom comes to everybody, and that, yes, Mary, you too will be a proclaimer of the good news in this culture. When we read the story this way and interpret it in light of the first century, what do we see? When God moves, walls fall. God is a boundary-breaking God. We've talked about this before. And all of Luke is about God's love reaching people that we've dismissed or have been marginalized by our society or have been diminished or kept down and suppressed by walls and rules that are not healthy and are not God-given. I think, again, we have an opportunity to share the good news with everyone and to bring God's love and possibilities to those who have been fenced off, those who have been separated, those who have been segregated. God's love is going to pour over those walls and tear them down in love and embrace. And we are the ones called to do the embracing. We are the ones learn from these women, Martha and Mary. God's walls are truly tumbling down in love. Reach out. Make sure that we are including. Now, there are a couple phrases that come to mind that are kind of catchphrases. When you hear, can you believe that so-and-so did that? They didn't know their place. Have you ever heard that kind of phrasing? So-and-so did this. They don't know their place. Let that be a time to reassess. Is that cultural boundary healthy? Is it God-given? Is it what Jesus would want us to do? Or does it need to be washed away in God's love so that we reach out, embrace, include the other person who's marginalized in your life? Let God tear down the walls with love. To God be the glory. And I do pray that you will have a meaningful Mother's Day.